Live from the J.C. Newman Cigar Studios in the great state of New Hampshire and the Gurkha Cigar Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Smokin' Tobacco Show with your hosts, Matt Tobacco and Kevin Acuff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Smokin' Tobacco Show. My name is Matt Tobacco from SmokinTobacco.com, and I'm joined once again, finally again, by my good friend, Mr. Kevin Acuff of fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Kevin, how are you?
Matt? Good to have you back. I'm doing great. It's been a busy couple of weeks for me.
You know, interesting. I know this is not cigar related, but you live in Las Vegas, and as you know, I'm a frequent visitor. Love the city. Been going for years. Interesting news came out today. I'm sure you know this.
Oh, yes, it did. Is that has a major impact on my business.
The world-famous Mirage will be officially closing in July to transform and become the new Hard Rock Las Vegas. And we'll reopen in spring 2027, I believe it said in the press release. Which those of us who follow Las Vegas and those who live in Las Vegas and follow their own local news, we knew it was happening. The Mirage was sold by MGM Resorts to the Hard Rock Seminole Tribe, and now it's happening. The Mirage, it's gonna be gone. I mean, no implosion. They're gonna keep everything and then add the guitar-shaped tower like the one in Florida. But
they're ripping out the volcano.
But the volcano's going, which, I mean, yeah. If you know, you know,
which,
right?
Which is funny. Which is ironic because they literally just reopened it again after the F1 mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's the end of an era.
It's funny because it wasn't like it was originally not supposed to happen until sometime in like early 26. And then all of a sudden they just announced that like a few hours ago. So,
yeah, I thought I had more time to make some more memories at the Mirage. But last time I was there, I was going to say was last year. I think. Was that it, the Mirage? That's it. That's all she wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, they just bought a couple sizable projects from me, so it's going to be interesting now to see if those stick or go away.
Yeah, yeah. All great things come to an end. And, you know, and unfortunately, you know, for those of us who follow Las Vegas, you know, those resorts don't last forever. It's not like other parts of the country where people keep things forever. Those resorts, they come, they go. And which is crazy to me. Which is crazy to me because it's like you get these resorts that are world famous and there's a lot of history there and there's a lot of shit that's gone down there and then they just fucking blow them down. Like, nah, they build something else. Like, it's just erase it. It's like the Tropicana also closed recently. Mm-hmm. That is being imploded and demolished. So that's another icon that's gone.
Whoop-de-doo, we're getting the Oakland A's.
Ooh, a team that
another trash team from California.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Kevin. You know,
I am not a Raiders fan either.
So. You know, I gotta be honest with you too. You know, it's funny. I for the longest time, you know, I was a huge like, let's get Vegas some pro teams. You know? And I thought, hey, maybe they'd be, with the exception of the Golden Knights, who have gone on to do great things, as you know.
Not this year.
But. Not anymore defending their Stanley Cup champions, but for now they still are. They were an expansion team. The Raiders and the A's are not. They are relocating. So it's like, the Golden Knights, it was like, yay, they got an expansion team, it's a new franchise, everything's all new. That was good. And you guys have done well, and I think you're happy with them. But then you get, like, the Raiders and the A's from Oakland that nobody really wants anyway. And it's like, what a missed opportunity, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the Arizona Coyotes NHL team is going to Salt Lake.
Yeah. Another one. And I heard, I think for the next 2 years, they won't even have, like, a mascot. They're just going to be Utah. If I remember reading that correctly, they're not even going to have a mascot.
That sounds accurate.
It's like Washington. Remember when the Redskins, like, they had to stop the Redskins because God forbid, right? And before they became the Commanders, they were just the Washington football team. I swear, yeah, they were like, you know what? We can do that too. We'll just be the Utah hockey team.
And now they're getting sued by a Native American group to restore the name Redskins.
I know. It's so funny how that works out. I mean,
it's like, and that's true because it's too stupid to make up.
Yeah. It's like, it's very offensive, blah, 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 blah. We have to change the name. And then the people who it's named after are like, excuse me. Nobody asked us, and we want it to stay. It's like, you know? Like
the people who have nothing to do with, oh, well, you guys are offended. You just don't know you're offended yet. Let us handle it for you.
It's like, I believe the argument was like, well, we actually enjoy it because, like, it, you know, it's like, that's our heritage and who we are, and it brings attention to it, yada, yada, yada. So.
Well, the chief on the helmet's was a real person.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It's now, like,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, it's like, I didn't know that until I started reading this stuff, and it's just like, oh, wow.
That's when I found out, yeah.
That's actually really cool when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into a whole political thing, all right?
No.
But I do my best to stay away from this. But just for the sake of the argument, I lightly am going to say that there's been other instances of things being changed for those reasons. And then the people who, like, were related to them, whatever, came forward and was like, what the hell? Like, like Aunt Jemima, right? For example, like, they changed Aunt Jemima, whatever. But then I read another thing, like a little bit after, like, that happened, that, like, her, like, great-great-grandkids or whatever were like, but that was my grandma. Like, what the fuck?
They're suing whatever the company that owns that. I don't know if it's Procter & Gamble or whoever, but they're suing them. So it's, like, it's ridiculous.
I'm not trying to get into a whole thing about, like, who's right and wrong. I'm just saying that there's been some examples. Let me make this clear for all the people who are going to get all upset. I'm just making the statement of, regardless, people have changed things because they, you know, whatever. But then, like, the people who actually, like, they represented were like, nobody asked me, and they weren't happy. So it's like, well, what the hell? Like, why don't you, like, make sure everyone's on board?
You know what, though? We will talk about something positive in the sporting world.
Oh, what's happening now?
In the racing world, 2 weeks ago, they had an F1 race, and Max Verstappen did not win.
Oh, that's right. About time. God.
That was such a breath of fresh air.
He is what they say in the United Kingdom, what they call in the United Kingdom, just a little cunt, you know? He is. I'm a Lewis Hamilton guy. I like Lewis Hamilton. I'm also ecstatic that Lewis Hamilton is moving to the red car next year.
It's a perfect, I mean, there's a couple of us at work that are big F1 fans, and we all called that before they announced it, because just think, it's the perfect picture. So Lewis Hamilton wins one. They have the new cars coming in 2026. So Lewis Hamilton goes to Ferrari next year and just basically gets a year building in with Ferrari and whatnot. And he's intimately involved in developing the new car, right?
Yeah.
2026. He wins his,
what the fuck?
He wins. I believe it'll be his ninth championship.
Lewis Hamilton?
Which surpasses.
I think he only has seven, doesn't he?
He's tied with Michael Schumacher right now.
He has eight?
Who is his? Yeah, he has eight.
Oh, I thought he had
I'm almost
seven.
Positive.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he has eight. He has eight, but I think, he surpasses his hero, because it's no secret that Michael Schumacher is his idol.
Well, Barbara's my favorite now, because she also loves Lewis Hamilton. So I didn't know that, Barbara.
How cool is it Lewis Hamilton goes to Ferrari, wins the championship, breaks Michael Schumacher's record, and retires?
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
That's how I see it coming down.
Our guest is getting impatient. If it was any other guest, I wouldn't say that. But
I think we need to bring him in.
I know. He's like already texting me. He's getting spazzy. Let's bring him in. From La Flor Dominicana, you know this name, but maybe you don't know this guy. It's Lito Gomez Jr. That's right. The little one. He's here today.
That's the little one.
The little one. It's Lito Gomez Jr.
First and foremost, Lewis and Schumacher have seven championships.
I thought so.
So it's seven. So he'll get his eighth.
Picking up Adrian Newey and Lando Norris is part of my French. The fucking man. And yeah, I was getting impatient about hearing talks about two hotels in Las Vegas that I would never go to. You know, if it was something different, maybe yeah. But whatever.
If we were talking about clubs in Miami, you'd be like, "Yeah, hey, I'm all about that." That's you.
Well, you already have the Cole Hard Rock Hotel, like, really close to where you're at. I mean, we're going to have a very similar hotel tower, just not as tall.
Well, I mean, I hate the Hard Rock. I hate the Hard Rock in general. You can put it on the record. They could come after me. I am boycotting the Hard Rock. They took the F1 race. They took the Orange Bowl. Everything that's true and pure in Miami, they took, so I'm not a big fan.
I can totally relate to that, you know. It's like the sponsorship and the big money is kind of like ruined just about everything in sports.
Lito, are you nervous right now? You seem nervous. You've like created like a mountain of smoke out of that in like the last 15 seconds. I mean, and you're all over the place.
You know,
this kid's like all hopped up. I don't think I've
ever seen him like not dressed to the nines. I mean, when we saw him at the show, I mean, he was like decked head to toe.
This kid is the modern day like Miami Playboy. I mean, like if you know Lito and you know this dude dwells all the way out, head to toe, he does it right, he looks good. You know, he goes out there and he owns it, you know. He's not a shy guy. He's like, I'm just me, you know, and he lives life, man. This dude is awesome. And he totally embodies what the rest of the Gomez family is about. That's right. If you've ever met Lito Gomez Sr. or ever seen Lito, his dad, who you guys all know, dude just turned 70, which happy birthday, Lito Gomez, by the way. Not you, your dad. And he's got and Lito, I mean, he's your dad. You can jump in and back me up here. That dude's got more energy than most people half his age that I know.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just that dude loves life. Your dad loves fucking life, and he just does it every day. And I see that in you.
To be honest, it's awesome.
Just
by thinking of it, he's 7 years old. And he acts as if he just turned 18, and I don't get it.
Does he drive your mom nuts with it?
He drives all of us. I just got out of an insane asylum that I was put in because of him. So
all I gotta say is when I'm 70, I want to have that kind of energy.
No, yeah, I agree.
He's the man, dude. He is. And, you know, your mom and dad, they've been around for a while. You know, La Flor Dominicana has been around since 1994. Well, actually, technically, in 1994, it's Los Libertadores. But that's neither here nor there. So La Flor Dominicana has been around a long time. Your mom and dad and your brother, you know, came into the family business. And now your brother, you know, has done a couple of things, too, that are kind of cool. And yeah. Now we see you. You know, now another little Gomez is making his way. And I'm going to call you little, too, because, I mean, next to your brother, I mean, you are little. I mean, you're like Shaq next to Kevin Hart.
I'm better than him here, honestly. The one, like, if you compare me to my brother, I'm the shorter one, right? I'm a 6 foot. I've gone every room I walked into. Second I get home, I'm a midget. And then my father decided that I'm also Lito, so in the battle of Litos, he's quote-unquote the better Lito. I can't win. It's a tough life.
Your dad's always going to be a legend, dude. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Me and my brother always talk about it. I'm sure, Matt, I've explained it to you.
Yeah.
That it is highly probable that him and I retire before he does. And he lives long enough to where, have you ever watched the show Futurama?
Yeah.
Where they have like robotic bodies.
Yeah.
And a head in a fish tank. Yeah. We always joke about that. That's going to be the case with my father, but it's becoming to the point where it's not really a joke. and it's most likely going to happen, and we have nightmares over it. But yeah, no, it's good. It's cool.
Look, he's also part of that generation too. He's not the only one, you know. We had Pete Johnson on a few weeks ago,
right?
And we were talking about Don Pepin, his father-in-law, you know, from My Father's Cigars. And he was like, "Yeah, man." He's like, and he's closer to 80, isn't he? I think he's like, is he 80? I don't know if he's past that threshold. I know Pepin. How old's Pepin?
Yeah, he's around 80, and
he's near 80 if he's not. Yeah,
around 80 as well.
Yeah, but and Pete was like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "We were like out like all day, like on the farms or whatever, and like we had gone back in for the day, and then he like wanted to go back to like one farm to look at like one area of the farm to like look at these plants or whatever." And we were like, "Oh no, we'll go back tomorrow." He's like, "No," and he went all the way back out there. And they're like, "This dude's got more energy," and I'm like, "Yeah," I'm like, "And you know, look at Carlito. He just turned 70. That dude's got more energy than a lot of people. I mean, he's just traveling around the world. He's running around doing events." Shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, doing his thing, you know, and he's 70, the same age as your dad, you know. Those guys, it's just a different generation, you know.
I don't know anything about those four men. I could draw the conclusion that the U.S. government has been lying to us about the whole fountain of youth thing. It's not vegan. It's not all drinking a lot of water. It's none of that shit. It's eating a lot of pork fat and drinking rum. So there you have it. You learn
that's what they all do.
Sign me up.
It is. They're bullshitting you. Drink rum, eat pork fat. You'll live till you're 150.
And smoke tobacco. I mean, that's.
But I don't think I have to point that one out. We're on a podcast called Smoking Tobacco.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. You got to say it. You know what I mean? You got to.
Okay.
You know when you watch a movie and you hear them say the title of the movie in the movie and you're like, "Ah, yeah, see, it's like that." What were you saying, Lito?
Nothing. It was irrelevant.
Are you fishbowling yourself out over there? Jesus.
It's a good cigar, bro.
It is. Is it a Soli?
It is a Solis.
Oh, that's all right.
That does not exist and that I don't think I'll ever give you after the last one I gave you, so.
Listen, I gave you quality feedback as a manufacturer. I said, it was good, but here are my critiques. And I do that so that you can be better.
Yeah, right. Because I'm good.
So I'm going to tell this because you brought it up. So this is my show. Lito has
so you actually went there. It's my show.
Yeah, he went there.
So Lito had given me a different size of Soli that is not officially in existence. And he just said, "Hey, I want to get your opinion on this." And I said, "Okay." And I smoked it. And I gave him – I called him on the phone, and I said, "Hey, like, it was good. I noticed this, and I gave him a very honest feedback because all jokes aside, I love Lito. He's a good friend. He's a great guy. And, you know, I love him, and I love the cigar. And it's like, all right, he's getting into this now. You got to, you know, I'm like, hey, like, couple little things." And he got all upset. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to help. You know, what do you want me to lie to you and be a bad friend?
Wait. All I'm gonna say, is you gave that cigar to the wrong team member of Smoking Tobacco.
Well, yeah, obviously that, but there are two things the audience needs. One, I by no means have ever asked Matthew Tobacco for his feedback. Okay, let's put that out there.
That's two, a lie. That's a lie.
No, I'm asking you. So we've also explained the situation and the circumstance in which you smoked that cigar.
I smoked that.
Yeah, please.
I smoked it in my lounge on a nice night. It was my first cigar on the palate. Nice and clean. No distractions, you know. And I had my experience. And like I said, overall, it was good. I like the size. It's a good size. But there was just a couple of spots where I felt it was a little off. And I was like, you know, just like check this out. Like, hey.
That your lounge was the main bar at Resorts World in Las Vegas. But okay. Well.
I can totally feel the love in this conversation right now. I'm actually digging it.
Yeah, well.
So at least Lito knows that if he ever wants an opinion on a cigar, that he should send it to me.
Yeah, it's not buddy. It's straight to Kevin. Straight to Kevin. When, hopefully in the grace of God, when Mitchell's backing with us, straight to Mitchell.
By the grace of God, when Mitchell's back with us. Hey, the only problem with Mitchell is he lives in Canada, so that's...
I'll drive it across the border myself if it pisses you off. So,
So what he's saying is it's worth the risk. So Lito just told you it's worth the risk, Matthew.
No, this is what he gets because when he comes up here, and we were supposed to get together and hang out, he's supposed to come over to the house and smoke in the lounge, and then a certain vice president of sales of La Flor Dominicana, who shall remain nameless, changed his schedule, and so he didn't come hang out with me, and now I'm pissed. So,
hey, someone in the Gomez family outside of your work.
Whoa, what do you mean by that? Your dad and your brother don't do shit? Someone in the Gomez family has to work? Or what is that supposed to mean?
Or maybe it was accidentally on purpose that he didn't come because you didn't like a cigar.
Yeah. Maybe not.
You know what? You suck. Okay? You suck. But you're also my favorite Gomez, so
there we go. Okay, I'll take that.
It's tough. I have to deal with the cards I'm dealt. Hey, let's talk about a couple of things first before we get further into our conversation. Our cigars tonight obviously are brought to you by the number2guyscigars.com. That's right, the number2guyscigars.com. I am smoking with me because I was a little bit rushed before the show and I couldn't find my Solus, although I know I have a few somewhere. But I'm smoking LFD, one of my favorite LFDs. This is the Coronado, the Toro. This is a fantastic cigar. It's one of my go-to LaFleurs on a daily basis. They're always available, for the most part, at Two Guys Smoke Shop. And no, they're great. They're great. They're one of my favorites. I kind of put it a little similar to Soli. You know, it's definitely not a deep, dark Maduro or anything like that. But it's a good cigar. And Lito, I know you're smoking a Soli tonight, which I'll let you hold up and showcase. That's your baby, man. That's you.
So this is my pride and joy. It is the only thing that makes me happy in life. So what I'm smoking is a Soli, as Matt said, but it's a shape I've been working on. It's essentially a Oxpress Lonsdale. I like smaller ring gauges, something I personally enjoy. Maybe we release it, we probably won't. But I enjoy it. It's what I like. And as I said, Matthew Tobacco will not have the pleasure of trying it. If you see me on the road, however, up in New York and New England, come ask me. Maybe you get lucky.
Ooh, you know, your brother. So I know what you're doing. You're trying to be like your brother. Because for those who don't know, the story with the Golden Bull, the NFT one, that was a size that Tony had made like before that was kind of like, if you knew Tony, like you could get one, but that was like his thing. And, you know, then they went on, they made it the NFT, and, you know, it's been very successful, which, you know, you guys have been great with. And now here comes Lito being like, I'm going to be like my brother. I'm going to come out with my own little cigar blend, and then I'm going to have exclusive sizes just for me.
I mean, it's not a bad time when we sold like...
You're really... No, but I'm just saying, you're really getting into the...
Look, if I'm going to be honest, I don't give my brother credit for anything.
But that one, smart play. Yeah, that was good.
If you got anything, I'll give you that. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, he picked a good size. I mean, what can you say?
Dude, all jokes aside, though, like, and I don't know if I've said this enough on the air or whatever, but all jokes aside, I've smoked it. I've smoked it with you. And I think it was you who asked me the first time I smoked it. I smoked it in Miami with you, your brother, Carney. It was at the NFT launch at Empire. That was the first time I had it. And I think you were the one that asked me first, like, so what do you think of it compared to the original bowl? And I said, I like this better. I love that size. I think it's a great size. I'm with you on the smaller ring gauge, the smaller sizes. You know, it's some of my favorite cigars. I mean, they perform so well in that format. I think on the bowl, that NFT one in the Lonsdale-ish size. I know you guys don't really call it a Lonsdale, but it's like along those lines. It's I do. I think it's better than the original. I think it's a great cigar. So I'm with you. Just all bullshit aside, it's fantastic.
I think what it is if you have a quality wrapper.
I have to grab an ashtray.
If you have a quality wrapper, as in one solo, one pool, as soon as you put in a smaller ring gauge, obviously for those who aren't locked in on the whole tobacco,
right,
you're able to taste a lot more of that wrapper. So you're getting a lot more flavor from a very thin leaf. And
very well said.
If it's a quality wrapper, it completely changes the blend and it turns into something different. And that's kind of why I like to taste cigars in both formats, like specifically, Matt, you smoke your Coronado.
Yeah.
What I do a lot, especially when I'm on the road, I'll juggle, because that's a blend I like a lot myself. I'll juggle in between the larger gauges and the smaller ones, and I'll just try to find out, like, the smaller ones.
Yeah, I mean... No, go ahead,
well,
Kevin.
It looks like you kind of mentally connected with me tonight, because I, too, am smoking a Coronado. This is one of my favorite LFDs. I absolutely freaking love this blend.
Yeah, so that blend, too, has a lot of history. Especially, like, for LFD, everybody knows it for the pool. But what not a lot of people know is that in 2006, the Coronado, it was a double Corona, if I'm correct, actually was ranked on Cigar Aficionado's top 25 as number two. The one in first place was a Cuban that you couldn't buy in the States. So I'm not going to...
Number one non-Cuban.
But yeah. So,
that's what they
yeah.
say.
That's a blend we've had in production ever since. We took it out for 4 years just because the branding on it, it wasn't what we wanted it to be. And yeah, dude, it's a quality cigar, and it's a cigar that sometimes gets overshadowed by other blends like the Bull and the Double Arrow. I'm seeing Brandon's comment pop up, and I'm distracted because it's a great comment. if you're one of my accounts, I have a lot of them. If not, you're just a consumer, you should find them in mostly everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I've had this in, even in the Lancero, because I know you guys make a couple of different things in the Lancero, and I know this is one of them, and I like it in the Lancero too.
It's absolutely it's so good.
Yeah, and it's the balls, man. I mean, you know, for LFD, you know, I mean, look, I like the Bulls. You know, we've talked about it, but like, you know, you talk about, you know, the regular stuff. You know, Coronado is high on my list. You know, John really got me into the Reserva Special. I remember the first time me and him were hanging out for the weekend one time, and he had some with him. He had a box with him, and I was like, oh, I haven't actually had that one, and I smoked it, and I remember I kept tearing into the box because like these are great. That's another huge favorite of mine, and then as well as the Colorados, are fantastic.
I've told you this, Matt. My second favorite cigar, apart from Solos, it's almost as high up for me as, or it's, I think it's past it a little bit as a Cameron Cabinet 3, is actually the Reserva Especial El Chaco Maduro.
Oh, yeah.
We have them. I smoke them every morning because that cigar is actually impeccable.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, they kind of get, you know, I either hear people talking about the Bulls and the NFT now as a recent memory, or you hear people talking about, like, you know, the Ligero line, which is important because, I mean, those are two important cigars and brands for you guys that have done a lot for you. But there's a lot of that stuff in the middle there, you know, that I don't hear people talk about as much, but, like, I think they're probably some of the best cigars you actually make. And yep. I think that they speak volumes and the different tobaccos you use. And, you know, there's a lot of creativity that, you know, you see from like your dad and the blend work that he's done. Like it's, you know, they fire on all cylinders. They're not just like, well, it's good. But like, you know, no, everything about it. I mean, the quality of the construction, the tobaccos you guys use and how the blends are put together. I mean, the blends are very dialed in on those cigars and they taste fantastic. They really do. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say something, Lito. My bad.
No.
I heard you say something, and then I looked, and you kind of looked like you were like waiting for me to finish, and I was like, it's all good. Let's also talk about what we're cutting and lighting our cigars with tonight. That's right. It is once again time for ST DuPont. Shake up the legacy. I think this is the last week with the flat flames, Kevin. It's the last week with the flat flames. I have the Biggie lighter right here, the flat flame we've talked about. It's fantastic. It's the next best thing to a soft flame if you don't have a soft flame available. I also have my Line 2 here, the classic Line 2. Nothing but the best from ST DuPont. Look at that.
This was completely unplanned, by the way. At least on mine. Yeah. That's fucking great.
Mm.
Oh, look at that.
Is that the MaxiJet in the new, I think they call it Petrol Blue?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. I've spent a lot of time with Les Mann from Coles of London, ST DuPont, on colors and naming.
That's from Le Mans.
Yeah.
See, that has racing heritage.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I also have a little mini jet.
Oh, the mini jet. That's like the one Nicole has it. Nicole has a mini jet. I don't have a mini jet. I do want one, though. Oh, you know what I do want? They have, which is cool, I believe it's in the Fire X collection, and they have a new flip-top soft flame lighter, but they're not calling it a Line 2 of any kind. It has another name, and I forget, and Les watches the shows. If he's here, he'll pop in. But we started at the trade show. I don't know if you remember seeing it, Kevin, but they have, mm-hmm. like, this new, like, smaller flip-top soft flame with a I believe it has a roll flint, too. But it's smaller, and
like a Line 2 Mini or something like that.
They don't call it anything like that, but that's essentially like what it is. And I was like, I kind of like that. It's nice. that's on my list for the new next part of my DuPont collection, which is really cool. And hopefully we get to showcase it on the show, because just I do geek out over the lighters sometimes because they're kind of fun. But that's our ad for ST DuPont. Our friends that are always with us. We couldn't be here without them.
I actually have a funny story about my mini jet. Can I share it real quick?
Oh, absolutely. It's DuPont.
Because it actually kind of ties in. So it was actually at an LFD event at a cigar lounge here that is no longer around. It was Havana something or other cigars. I can't remember. It was several years ago.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was actually I was still relatively new into the cigar world, so I was experimenting with stronger cigars, and I got a LFD Chapter 2, the chisel, and of course I got nicotine spun from it because I was still a relatively new cigar smoker. But the beauty of it is I bought a box and got entered into a raffle and won a mini jet. So that was cool.
That is cool. I mean,
that was the last cigar that nicotine spun me.
Oh, really? That was the last one? I'm trying to remember the last one for me was. No. I was going to say Lunatic Maduro. Yeah, I might have been. I remember it was a few years ago. It was the last time I had to stop, put it out, and I was at a friend's house smoking the Lunatic Maduro Perfecto, like the fat one.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was sitting there. I think it was like my second cigar that night. But, you know, I was not quite halfway, almost halfway. And I just remember we were all sitting there. We were in his garage. We were like watching the game or something. And I was just like, all of a sudden it hit me out of nowhere. I had the spins. I was sweaty. I was dizzy. Mm-hmm. I was getting such a bad headache, and I was just like, I just felt like so off, and I was just like, I like put it down. I like tried to wait a second, have some water, and then it almost like got worse, and I was just like, I gotta go home. Like just what do you mean? I was like, I don't feel good. Like I feel like sick. And he was like, oh yeah, all right, yeah, see ya. And I went home, I took a shower, and I just remember I got into bed and I laid there and I was just like, oh God, I just feel like trash. And that was probably the last time like I got really like bothered by like a cigar. I mean, I've had some got me a, like just a little, you know, lightheaded or whatever. But that was like the last one that really was like, I didn't throw up for the record either. But like,
yeah, neither did I.
Was like, ugh, it like hit me hard.
I was driving home and had to stop at a gas station, and I ran in and grabbed a sugar packet and sat in the parking lot with the AC on like full blast until the whole world quit spinning around and around and around so I could finish driving home.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there too. But anyway, I wanted to get back to Lido really quick because we're already 40 minutes in. It's amazing how fast this fucking show goes. I wanted to obviously bring up the Soli. We talked a little bit about it before. But the other thing that you've done, and you've kind of alluded to it already, we haven't really brought it out there, is you're working in the sales part of the company right now. You're up here in the Northeast. You did the Soli, you know, with your dad and your brother down there, and that's been fun for you, obviously. But now you're kind of working into the sales side of the business, and you're taking on accounts, and you're visiting stores, and you know, stuff like that, which I know you've been doing for a little while. What's that been like for you? Is it kind of like, is it weird to kind of be like really there in the business, like in the family company, like doing your thing, you know, being out on the road? Like, what's it like?
I mean, so first and foremost, I just got to put it out there. I have been extremely blessed that in my welcoming into a territory that can be as brutal, or people say is as brutal as the Northeast, has been absolutely fantastic. And I could not be any happier. Just two people in the chat, Carl Beats from Mr. J's and my dear friend, Jordan Bianco. Everybody has truly treated me like family. And I just want to say thank you, because it has been one, the most culture shock I've experienced in my entire life. And two, as a rep, I'm sure you guys hear this all the time, it's not an easy life. And there's a lot of times where you're working nonstop for 12, 13 hours, and it's a lot. But back to the original question. How this all came about is, in my whole mentality within LFD, at least now and the past couple of years, it's kind of been like, wherever you need me, just throw me. I'll be a Swiss Army knife. And yeah, I haven't really thought too much about it. It hasn't really gotten to me. I love what I do. I love my job. I smoke great cigars, if not, in my eyes, the best cigars on the market. And I hang out with super cool people. And at times, it's a challenging job, and I welcome a challenge, and I love a challenge. And I feel like this side of the business, especially now that I'm young, is extremely important to learn. Because at the end of the day, we're not just dealing with retailers. We're also hand on hand with the consumer. And at the end of the day, at least at LFD, everything we do, every single move is strategically geared so that somebody who smokes can smoke their favorite cigar, and it could be the exact same every time they smoke. And it's as I said, it's been a really cool experience. I'm incredibly happy with it.
Well, it's exciting to see you in the rat race, you know, in the business. And
it is a rat race.
You know,
we think about it.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. And I say that kind of, you know, not so serious, but like, you know, just making the point, you know, it's nice to see you out there doing your thing. You know, I've been getting to know you obviously the last several years before you were even involved really in the business. And, you know, now it's like, oh yeah, here you are, you're doing your thing. You know, you did the Soli, and, you know, kind of put that project out there. Now you're doing sales, and you're traveling around, and you kind of getting into it now. And it's cool. You know, it's like, and it's funny, we've had this conversation. You and I have had this conversation, but I've had this conversation with other people too, and I think I've had it with Coop. And you know, you're kind of seeing, in a way, it kind of all happening at the same time. You're seeing a lot of the, you know, the older generations that maybe not so long ago didn't seem like they were the older generation, and you know, you just kind of see these guys getting older, like your dad and you know the others. And we're seeing a lot of the younger people coming in. You know, seeing, you know, go to the trade shows. You know, a lot of the people, they bring their kids and people. Yeah, either way, you know all of them too, and seeing them get involved.
I hate to interject. If my father heard you say you're seeing him getting old, I think he would personally fly up to Massachusetts to kick your ass. But it's fine.
Well, he's not going to find me there because I don't live there. I live in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. I haven't asked to send it to him on my behalf.
Send him his address.
It is. Actually,
he don't have address.
It is a super cool thing that, unfortunately, I'm the only, at least with the younger generation, I'm the only one on the road. And that's perfectly fine. Everybody has their own path. Again, I love mine. I think this is the best path, at least for me. But it is super cool to see a lot of the kids I grew up with since birth. Now we all have the same mindset, you know, we're all trying to honor the legacies of our families, just the overall industry and those who have come before us. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I could say, I'm not just saying it to say it. I could say every company with a similar situation, Padrones, Aeroa, Fuente, Aladino, everybody, they're in safe hands.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even the Perdomos, I mean, Nicholas is a little bit older, but like, you know, I'm watching from the outside, and he's actually going to be on the show with us in a few weeks, but, you know, watching from the outside, it's like, I'm starting to see this kind of like, you know, Nick's at his peak, you know, he's up there and he's Nick Perdomo. You guys know who he is, but seeing Nicholas, you know, kind of be, you know, more and more, you know, a little bit more in the spotlight, a little bit more, you know, just out there. And it's like, it's becoming Nicholas's time eventually, you know, I mean, Nick's not going to be around forever, obviously, you know, but, that's just life. And, you know, you're seeing that. We're seeing like this next, like 10 years is gonna be this interesting wave of like that next group coming in, and you're definitely a big part of that. So
it's critical for the survival of the industry, and I mean, as and we're seeing, you know, the younger generation step in and, you know, show the same gratitude and everything towards the roots of the organization and the importance of family and supporting all that.
Well, you know, the other thing too is
keeping everything rolling.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because it's like, it's nice to see, because at the same time, it's like, well, you know, if they didn't have someone in the family, you know, learn the business and could take over, it's like, well, what happens, you know, when they're gone or, you know, whatever? It's like, oh, they got to sell it off to someone who'll deconstruct it probably and just put it as a brand in their portfolio. And then maybe eventually just kill it off and it just kind of goes away, and it's kind of sad. But when you have someone who can, you know, keep the flame burning, and you know, that's obviously,
absolutely.
Yeah. See these brands continue. It's awesome.
I mean, for me, it's like from the consumer standpoint, you know, I really like to see, you know, when the family supports the brand and supports the heritage of the family and whatnot,
that entices
me more to support that brand because of the involvement, and you can actually kind of make a family connection. You know, you see the tightness of that family, so you kind of make a connection. You know, your family is tight, so you make a connection with that, and it makes you appreciate the brand and appreciate all the hard work and everything that goes in to maintaining it and, you know, getting out there and keeping the legacy alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, quick question. Can you send a viewing link? Because my father's been texting me for the past hour how he can't figure out how to operate Instagram. So if you could send him an invite as a guest, because I don't want him on here, that would be great.
You want me to send your dad the link, like, to log into the broadcast?
No, so he could watch.
Just so he could watch. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I know it's a big ass.
He's like, don't let him in here.
Well, no, I'm like, what, so is your dad coming on now too? I was not prepared for that. No. Like, I don't have questions ready. Yeah, I'll send you the YouTube link, because that's easy, especially if he's having a hard time with like social media, because YouTube's just pretty general. Yeah, right there. All right. Send him that. You can watch it on there. Although the show's going to be over in like 10, 15 minutes anyway. So
yeah, It's fun.
But you can rewatch it after. It's available right away. So,
well, at least he'd be able to log in and give a couple zingers towards you, Matthew, like before the end of the show.
Probably. He probably will, because Lito probably texted him and was like, Dad, this is what's being said right now.
That'll 100% be worth it.
100%. Yeah. I'm ready for it. I know what I said. I mean, you know, it's all with love. It's all with love, Lito. What do we always talk about? It's always with love.
Not you. I would kick your ass.
He would, too. Have you seen Lito Gomez? Dude's 70, but he's ripped.
Yeah, he does not look like he's 70 years old. I would never guess he was 70.
Pork, fat, and rum, as I said. Ben Scores.
You know, Carlito lost a lot of weight recently. Your dad's always been pretty good shape. Over the last several years, you know, like it seemed like Nick Perdomo is getting a little more like, you know, a little built. You know, he's hitting the gym, you know, and it's funny. All you guys, like, that's the other thing, too, is, like, you're right, like, pork, fat, rum, and they're getting older. But it's like, I feel like the older they get, like, the more in shape they are. It's, like, ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's good for them, dude. I'm jealous. I really, like...
See what you got to look forward to, Matt.
I know. It's like, I really hope when I get to that age, it's like, oh, like I'm in shape and like, you know, just get all this extra energy now that I didn't have, you know, 40 years ago. You know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, no, he should be able to watch it on there, Lito. He should be good to go.
Yeah, perfect.
The YouTube's pretty easy to get to. But yeah, no, I mean, it's great to have you on the show. I mean, I know you've been wanting to come on. I think you canceled on me the last time you were supposed to come on. But I looked the other way, which is fine. Right. It happens. No, shit happens. You know, we've had issues, you know, ourselves. You know, we try not to miss any shows here, but unfortunately, sometimes it just has to happen. So, but no, don't worry about it. But no, so I know you've been on the show before. You came on when the Soli like originally was announced, yep. I believe.
Yep.
And. You know, so we talked a little bit about it then, but, you know, things have changed since then. So it's great to have you back on the show.
I appreciate it. I'm extremely happy to be here.
But one of the things before we go, I have to obviously stop and take a pause. We have to get to the news. We got some interesting news this week. I'm going to bring this up. Lito, I'll let you sit in the background for a minute. Our news is once again brought to you by, and Kevin, we got to talk about this segment too. Because I'm still trying to find. So, as you know, it's the news brought to you by McAuliffe Cigars, featuring the McAuliffe Black. Rated 91, smoketobacco.com, by Mr. Kevin Acuff. McAuliffe Black, it's a blacko. But now it's not just the black, it's the blue and the black. I feel like I have to include all the colors now. And I have to change it up. And I don't know. I haven't found the right flow. You know? I gotta find a new flow on that. Kevin, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I almost was like, am I fucking muted right now? Like,
no, you've got to get a new flow.
Yeah, I know. I'm off now. Ever since the blue, I'm like, I'm off. I just don't have it. But anyway, we talked about a couple of things on Spare Notes over the weekend, which, Kevin, I know you weren't there for that one either. But a couple of different things. I'll read them off really quick. Tatuai opens a warehouse in Florida. Which is interesting, which Pete talked about on the show a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about that, so that's kind of officially out there. So if you really wanted to know more about it, you go back and watch that episode, because Pete actually got really into it and all the humidity stuff. He completely...
Yeah, that was super interesting when he was talking about that, everything that's involved in opening a warehouse in Miami and the humidity, where I would automatically think Florida, you don't have to worry about humidity, but I would be proven 100% wrong by Pete. Watch the episode.
Yeah, that whole warehouse is like precisely temperature and humidity controlled, like the whole building. He talked all about it, and we kind of went into that at the end of the episode. So definitely just go watch that episode, because there's a lot more valuable information there that I don't have the time for right now. You know, another thing that we talked about on Spare Notes, and I'll mention this lightly, kind of quickly. I won't spend a lot of time on it, but, you know, Davidoff. Has confirmed that President Dylan Austin is no longer with the company, although not much other information has been given on that. So not sure kind of what happened there or why or maybe where he's going. That's all we have at the moment from Davidoff. But also, some cigars have gone out from the trade show. Gurkha has announced that the Tyson 2.0 Undisputed has begun shipping to retailers, so that is now available. If you're a Mike Tyson fan, you definitely want to check those out. We saw this at the trade show. Tyson was at the trade show in the booth. Didn't really get any FaceTime with him because that line was massive. I remember it was just probably one of the craziest booths I've seen at the show yet when Mike Tyson showed up. So definitely check those out. Ask your local brick-and-mortar retailer for those today. Let's bring Lito back on the show as we get ready to kind of get towards the end here. There he is.
Are you in a rush to kick me out or something? Is that what's going on here?
There's no rush, but I have a timetable of a show that I try to stick to. You know, there's a whole, you know.
I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah. I have a whole routine here. Like, this is what I do every week. I know what I'm doing. I got to drive the bus.
Well, it's debatable whether you know what you're doing, but.
Sometimes I don't.
Or if he's driving the bus. Yeah.
But to be fair.
He's good at driving the bus.
Okay.
Right. The way you just said that, I'm like, nah. Kevin, no.
I love you, Matt.
I know.
It's nice having Lito here because, like, you know, now there's kind of two of us to pick on you, and picking on you is like one of my favorite things to do. So.
Yeah. See, Coop likes to pick on me too, but Coop, the difference between like you and Coop is that you have the opportunity to make a lot more softer jabs that kind of add up, and it's great. Coop doesn't throw too many daggers my way, but when he does, they're like, you know, they're strong. And he always does it in a way where I no matter what, like, even if I have a comeback for it, I just feel like shit. I'm like, the way he threw it out there was just like, oh, well, you know, it's like, damn it.
Yeah, I do it so much. If I'm not a smart ass too, you ask me, dude, what's wrong?
I know. That's true. I have to ask you that sometimes. No, but, actually, it's funny. Coop is in Dubai right now, and
to ask you about. That was one of that's a crazy little hit of news.
I don't want to speak too much on it because so Coop's over there for his personal job. So, you know, it's not anything cigar related or anything like that. He had to go over there for his regular job. He's not on vacation. Actually, I think, is he still there? I didn't think he was going to be there super long. I thought maybe he'd be coming back soon, but yeah, he's in Dubai, and I talked to him, and before he went, I have not spoken to him really since, I'm eager to hear about his experience. I know he said he was going to go and check out the local cigar market there and whatnot, so I'm curious to see what he found and just how the trip was. I believe it's his first time going there, so it should be interesting. It's a very interesting business trip to go on. I gotta work for Coop's company. I get to go. He was also supposed to go to India, and that didn't happen. Guy's a world traveler. It's crazy.
Dubai would actually be a pretty cool place to check out. Probably not right now, but it would
be
a cool place to check out.
Yeah, Dubai's always been one of those for me. Lito, you've never been to Dubai, have you?
No, I haven't. I don't think I'm planning on it, but I have not been yet.
Really? I could see you going to Dubai.
Hey, it's a little too much for me.
Ooh.
I like peace and quiet. That's why I love Miami so much.
Peace and quiet? Are we talking
peace
about
and quiet?
This?
Wait a minute. How does peace and quiet in Miami, does that even work?
That made no sense.
In my mind, it makes sense. That's all that matters. However, we have all this big news. There's something I wanted to say. And this is the Road Warrior salesman coming out.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. LFD has two extremely exciting projects coming out in a month, I believe. Have you tried them, Matt?
I've had at least one of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you got any critiques out that, and maybe I should hear?
I'll relay them to the people who were involved. I know you weren't involved in that. See, I can play dirty back.
That was actually kind of a dick move, if I gotta say so.
I had to pull out the stops.
Actually,
I'll just text Carney. And I'll just tell Carney, and he'll be like, "I don't care, dude. They're good."
Yeah. Right. Correct. Not that it matters, and not that I will ever take credit, because I just have to say the 30th is the best cigar we we've ever made, and I'm not cocky enough to say I'm taking credit for it. However, I was there for the last part of tasting the blends, and the one I vouch for is the one we're using. So fuck you, Matt. Respectfully.
Yeah, but you were one of what, 6 votes? I mean, what were you, like the tiebreaker? Like, come on.
No, there were seven. 3 of them were my dad. 3 of them were my brother. I helped one vote.
Hey, he had more input than you did, Matt. We'll just say that.
It's true. I know. He got me back. I know. He's good. This is why I like Leto, because Leto knows how to spar, and it's fun, and I don't know.
However, going back to the premise of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, LFD said 30 years. A lot of people say LFD is not 30 years old, but in our minds, it is 30 years old. LFD is not just a brand. It's Leto and Inez's story and their everything they struggled for in their lives coming to fruition in 1994. So, yeah, we have the 30th anniversary, which is a very special project for us because, unlike other releases, this is the most admitted product that we've ever made. We're making 2000 LE Blue quality. I don't know if an LE Blue lawyer is going to knock on my door in an hour for saying this, but LE Blue quality humidors without the price tag of however much they may be nowadays. The blend's something really special. As I said, I think this is the best cigar that has ever come out of our factory. I won't admit it because in my eyes, the Solus is the best thing we've ever made. And I will take credit for that one, Matt. However, yeah, so that is hitting shelves in June.
You should.
Yeah, exactly. And not everybody is going to have them. But if you're a hardcore LFD guy, this is something right up your alley. And the LGs are back, Matt.
They are. They are. I haven't had those. I've had the 30th. It was good. It was very good.
I'm looking forward to smoking that one.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, that's gonna be a winner for you guys.
So Matt, I recommend when you do try any of them again, and make sure it isn't at your lounge, in the main bar of the It Resorts World, Las Vegas. Please.
With tons of distractions, I know. You're a little shit. You
just
let that go.
I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
You know, if you're gonna get this upset about like soft criticism, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when you release a cigar someday and it gets a bad score? What are you gonna like run off and hide somewhere? Like, come on, you're getting so upset about it. It wasn't even that bad. I didn't even say anything that bad. I was like, oh, just like, you know, this like little spot right here, it kind of, you know, was a little wonky, and like, you know, it's not like, it sucked, it did burn. Like, I'm so butthurt about it.
I'll act like the Miami Heat and the fuck off the So.
What, the Miami Heat? Who? Who?
I'll act like the Heat and head off to Cancun.
Oh, yeah. Those guys. Yeah. Where their star player didn't play in the playoffs, and then he was like talking shit. He's like, "Well, if I was in there, the Celtics." It's like, shut up, dude. Like, no one wants to hear you.
I mean, yeah, the Panthers are saving grace right now, and it's looking good. So I think
the Panthers stand a shot this year. They stand a solid shot because the Knights aren't in their way.
Well, Panthers are probably going to get their ass kicked over the next 2 games. So I hope you guys are ready for that, because that's a reality.
The Panthers are my backup team for the Knights, so I wish them luck.
Well, when Marchand gets back in for game 6, he's going to start laying some people out. So it's time for the revenge tour, all right?
Right, yeah.
You got Pat Maroon, too. Pat Maroon's got, you know, he'll throw some guys around. You guys are getting cocky down there, Florida. You guys are playing a very physical game. I don't want to get too into the hockey right now. It's a very
tough subject, of course.
We're still alive, but
because Boston's going to have another epic failure in the first round.
Well, first of all, it's not the first round, Kevin. So get your facts straight.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the second round.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet. Especially, you know, we win game 6. I mean, a whole new thing. So going into game seven, it's even. So anything could happen. If you guys lose tomorrow, you should be concerned. That's what I will say. Look at Kevin over there. He's so, like, confident. Like, oh, it's playoff hockey, man. Anything can happen.
Hey, anything can happen.
Yeah, so don't be so sure of yourself over there, all right? Hey, look, Lito, it's been great having you on the show, really.
Pleasure's mine, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, obviously, like, you know, we talked about you got more going on now, you're a little more busier, and I know you have a lot to stay on top of, if, you know, I talk to you about what's going on from time to time, and so I appreciate you taking the time, coming on the show, having some fun with us, too, as I wanted you to have fun, so... all kidding aside, you know I love you. You're doing a great job, and anytime you can come back, you're great, man. Love having you on the show.
No, I first, Matt, as much as I give you shit, you do a great job, and I appreciate, one, your support behind LFD, but not just that, your support behind the whole team. Kevin, thank you. I like you a lot, and I like Matt for obvious reasons. Thank you for everybody who hopped on. I know a couple of people that are in the chat. And just to answer some quick questions, no, we're not making a bigger Ringgauge and Illusion Bull. No, Brandon, we're not making a 100 Ringgauge chisel that will never be the case.
Why would you even do that in the chisel? Like, that's just...
That's ridiculous. Brandon has been on this shit ever since we launched the NFT.
Like, oh, I know.
Discord chat, and it was nonstop. Charlie's also asking for 100 Ringgauge. So, Charlie, I'm sorry, no. Not like I said. But yeah, no, I appreciate all you guys. Seriously, thank you.
It was great for me, man, to get to know you a little bit more. Aside from the, you know, 15-20 minutes I got to talk to you at the trade shows and whatnot, I'm still kind of new to this, so it's great for me to get to know you, man.
Pleasure.
The only other thing I will say is, you know, there's a member of the group over there who's not been on the show in a while, and, you know, I don't want to mention any names, but, he's due to come back. So, you should tell your vice president of sales that he needs to return to the show.
Just want to put it on the record that
I miss him.
The vice president of sales at this current moment, anything he hears flies out of his ear. I don't think he knows his own name. He's in Greece right now, enjoying life. So I'm not.
No, he's in Italy now. They've jumped over to Italy.
I don't think he's realized that himself yet.
Whoa, JC, I didn't say anything. So that was showing some love. Hey, come back. Lito went after you, so don't drag me into this later.
You know, I think when
I'll get the text message, what the fuck happened on the show? You guys talking shit. I think when he
does come back, we need to have like a tomahawk steak and red wine episode.
So I will say this, and I don't want to say too much because we are not really deep into it yet, but I have expressed interest to John on doing maybe a couple special Hacking Gourmet shows this summer. And he was like, yeah, I'm into that. So we have not planned anything
absolutely
yet. But I've mentioned it, and he accepted it, and now we just have to work on putting it together. So you never know. You might see that happen.
That's great. Another great idea before I get out of here. You guys should have Ines on the show.
What, yes, your mom? Does your mom even do any shows?
No, this could be the first. I just want to see the chaos that ensues, but yeah.
I don't even know if your mom would accept that. She's not really, like, you know, the camera like person. It's always you three. Never, you know, I don't know. I've never seen her do an interview with the show or anything like that. She probably wouldn't even want to do it.
Food for thought.
I mean, I'll tell you what. You can tell your mom that I have formally invited her onto the show. And if she wants to do it, then great. But I don't know. I don't think she's
going to. There could be some world-class shit slinging when she comes on the show.
Yeah. And partially the reason that I even brought it up was to see my dad's reaction. Thus far, I've received 11 text messages from my father. in the last 5 seconds. So yeah, on that, I'm going to end it. Matt, pull the carpet.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you trying to take control of the show, but that's not how it works. I am the conductor of the train. But I will wrap this up because I made that decision. Guys, thank you for being here with us tonight. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to check out our 2024 Cigar Family Charitable Foundation fundraiser raffle, which is still live for another few weeks. The link will be in the comments in the description of this episode. So you can also find the links on smokeandtobacco.com, where you can also find news, reviews, and more updates from the cigar industry. We will see you next Wednesday night. Take care.
Thank you for spending your time with us at Smoke and Tobacco. Please remember to like and subscribe for more episodes and content. And as always, visit smokeandtobacco.com for news and updates from the cigar industry.